I'm Derek Russell.
And I'm Brad Locke, and this is The Memo.
A gathering of all things Northeast Mississippi, brought to you by The Daily Journal and DJournal.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome into another episode of The Memo for Thursday, September 24th, 2015. Brad Locke here with you, and joining me, back after missing an episode, W. Derek Russell.
Surprisingly back. I didn't figure I would be asked back after Lauren Wood joined you.
Lauren did a fine job.
She does. She does an excellent job.
Yeah, but decided to let you come back.
I guess we're going to have to flip a coin and figure out which one of us isn't going to make
this. This is basically a tryout. So.
Oh, well, this is the longest tryout.
Yeah. Ever. I mean, like, today's a tryout.
The draft will be happening
pretty
soon.
Much Lauren set the bar yesterday. Now you have to beat it today. Otherwise,
spoiler alert, that's not going to happen. So I'll go ahead and tell you. But it's good to be back. Thank you for having me back. I stood outside the glass yesterday and
gave us the sad puppy dog eyes yesterday.
I wish you hadn't locked me out. That really dug the knife in a little deeper.
Yeah, well, you know.
Okay, I understand, Lauren, Derek. Scales tipped in her favor. But we've got a lot of news to cover for you today.
Yeah, we do. And entertainment.
And entertainment. It is Thursday.
It's Thursday.
Which is the universal start to the weekend.
At least in Oxford.
Or Starkville.
Yeah, Starkville too. Especially
sometimes
Oxford.
In Tupelo. I still go to bed around 9 p.m., but sometimes in Tupelo.
Yeah, we got lots of news. We got some guests, including Zach Orsborn. He's back. Zach.
I'm here.
He can't get enough of us.
No, he can't. Or vice versa.
Or we just locked him in here.
That too.
He's not allowed to leave until he meets his quota.
He's got nowhere to go. Sorry, kid. It's part of the hazing ritual for rookies. You had a story. Anyway.
I was wondering why he was wearing that hat.
I can't see right now.
You don't need to see. So Zach had a story today.
Good for Zach.
That's all we wanted to tell you. You can go now, Zach.
See y'all.
No, but Zach had a story about this cool community outreach task force that's been formed by Mayor Jason Shelton here in Tupelo, and got some events going on this weekend to kind of, I guess, Zach, to really show people what this task force is about. And so what are people going to be able to kind of participate in this weekend?
Yeah, there's three events spread throughout the city. There's the Canal Street Festival. That starts off at 12, and then from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., there's two different events at the two different Boys and Girls Club. He wanted to spread it out to kind of promote the outreach, and because there's a lots of events that go on at Fair Park and Ballard Park, and he wanted to go to different places to have some fun.
And these are all in predominantly black neighborhoods. This is something that the mayor is doing, kind of proactively reaching out to, you know, make for better relations between people in the community, you know, given what has happened in places like Ferguson, Missouri, and other places with a lot of racial tensions around some tragic events. How important is that for Jason? You know, you've talked to him about it, to be proactive in this.
Yeah. Well, he sat down with Councilwoman Nettie Davis and Councilman Willie Jennings and Tupelo NAACP president, and kind of gathered ideas. The events in Ferguson and Baltimore were kind of catalysts to getting the task force funded, which is the first time efforts like this have been funded by the city. Mayor Jason Shelton said he wants to bridge the gap in the neighborhoods to see what people's needs are and how they can meet the needs. And he's very proactive in racial togetherness and reconciliation. But it is the primary goal, but it's not the only one. He wants to promote pride in neighborhoods,
right,
and make people want to build a better neighborhood and things like that.
So these will be leading up to the Community Forward Festival to be held October 3rd. That's next weekend. Kind of something to help relations between police and residents. As far as what's going on this weekend, though, again, you got these three locations on Canal Street, Linden Hill Street, and Willie Moore Road. What exactly are people going to be able to do at these places?
There's going to be live music. The Revolution Band, he's coming to the Northside Boys and Girls Club. And there will be food, hamburgers and hot dogs, bounce houses, speakers can come up and say some words. It's mainly just small festivals throughout the town.
Cool.
Just to gather neighbors and meet new people.
It's like a neat idea. So check that out this weekend, and check out Zach's story in the Daily Journal and at djournal.com. Zach, once again, appreciate you.
No problem.
Moving on, we've got Emma Crawford joining us, our resident education expert. Emma, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you, Derek?
Doing well. Let's talk about Tupelo Public School District. They have added a mobile app that parents, I guess students as well, can download.
Yeah. It's actually like a third-party app. I mean, another company created it, but they have their own section of it, I guess, or their own page. It's called Web Menus, and it's, you know, you download the app on the iTunes store, on the Google store, I guess, if you have an Android or some other type of smartphone. Mm-hmm. But you log in, and there you can search for your state and then find your school district. And so the Tupelo School District is now in it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can look at all of the school's lunch menus and all of the nutritional information.
So I was going to ask, the benefit here is seeing about the nutritional facts, not only what you'll be having for the day, I guess, but also how healthy it is.
Yeah, so parents can go in and see, you know, how much of what is in the food that their kids are eating, and just see the nutrition facts with that. So it's pretty cool.
It's extremely convenient, I think.
Yeah.
Versus posting something on the wall in years past of,
yeah, or even
that's not going to get back to the parents anyway.
Yeah, or even on the website. I mean, websites can be kind of hard to navigate on your phone. So having it put into this system that's made for your phone is pretty cool. I downloaded it last night to look at it and mm-hmm. kind of see how it worked. And it's really pretty. It looks nice and it's easy to navigate. So I think it's pretty cool.
I assume the concept is born out of necessity, whoever created the app. What was Tupelo's application for it, though? What were they hoping to accomplish?
I think they just wanted to have a more convenient way to get information to parents. I know I spoke with Susie Parker yesterday, who works with Lynn Rogers, who's the director of child nutrition for the district, and she kind of has been heading it up. And she said a lot of times they would have parents calling in and asking for specific information about the food in the cafeteria, or if they had a kid who was allergic to something and they wanted to know if that was in the food. And so just kind of things like that that became a little bit time consuming for people who worked in the schools for them to get that information to the parents. So this was an easier way to do that.
As far as what's coming up, can you see future meals, or is it just a day of kind of thing?
No, you can actually scroll. They have the days of the week at the top of the list, and so you can kind of scroll from day to day, and then it lists which, you know, lunch, breakfast, the different meals that are going to be, things that are going to be served, and you can look at those, and so you can kind of see the whole week.
Seems like a really easy application. Like you said, I assume download it in the App Store for your iPhone or iPad or Android apps.
Mm-hmm. And it's free, so that's
free,
plus.
Free is always good.
Yeah.
Anything else we need to know?
Something I thought was kind of cool is they are taking pictures of all of their meals, I guess, as they serve them, and then they're going to upload those. So that way you can see, like, what the actual
Instagram,
you know, spaghetti looks like at the at whatever school. And so that's kind of funny, but kind of cool too. So,
all right.
So you can see pictures.
Emma, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thank y'all.
Now we turn our attention to the weekend, don't we, Brad?
Yeah, we do. Because, like we said, Thursday
weekend
pretty much
starts
the weekend.
On Thursday, that's right.
And so you might want to go watch a movie. And if you do, Scott Morris has a movie that he's written about, and he's on the show to discuss it.
I think my theme music should be Everybody's Working for the Weekend.
Is that the Ken Mellons song, or am I thinking, no, that's Working for the Weekend?
Anyway, saw Black Mass this past weekend.
I've got, like, way too much knowledge of 90s country music. I apologize.
That is not a country
song.
That's
not a country song.
Nah. It's not from the 90s.
Okay. Well,
from the 80s.
Who sang it?
I'm not exactly sure. It's not Journey. It was
I probably know it. I just...
Loverboy.
It's a Cheap Trick, Loverboy.
Oh, okay. Okay. Anyway, Black Mass, yeah. This is a movie I've been wanting to see.
I hope you enjoy it.
It's got Johnny Depp in it, Joel Edgerton. And
Kevin Bacon.
Benedict Cumberbatch. Oh, yeah, Kevin Bacon.
Benedict Cumberbatch, that's right.
So it's got a good cast. And and I've heard good things about Johnny Depp's performance, but you have some issues with it, with the movie.
Yeah, I do. I mean, some people love it. Some people don't. Kelly Carlson, who reviews it, calls it mesmerizing.
Right.
But I was not mesmerized. I was entertained at times. This is based on a true story.
Right.
Whitey Bulger was made the news about 5 years ago, 4 years ago. He had been on the lam for about a dozen years, and he was, like, for a while there, he was number two behind Osama bin Laden on the FBI's most wanted list. And so he was a South Boston gangster who ruled with an iron fist somewhat, but was also very, very nice to the old people, apparently. But one of his buddies from the block grew up to become an FBI agent, and so that agent kind of created became a liaison, I guess, with Whitey Bulger to help get the Italian mob. And so while the FBI focused on the Italian mob, Whitey was able to do whatever he wanted to do, basically, and expand his criminal empire. And so there's some good points to this. You know, I don't have any ties to organized crime, so it's kind of fun to watch movies where you can see that. Well, so I say. So is the car I drive.
Yeah, I like movies about organized crime. In fact, just the plot of this one, again based on a true story, generally reminds me of that movie that I'm blanking out on the title with Jack Nicholson and Leo DiCaprio, set in Boston.
What, The Departed?
Yes, The Departed.
All right.
I'm sure a lot of differences, but it's, you know, same city. You know, the kid.
And there are males in it.
Well, yes. And one kid grows up to be an FBI agent of some kind. The other's a gangster posing as police or something. Anyway.
That's an excellent description of that plot.
That's fantastic.
That something happened in one of the guy that was in.
There were flags. Remember the flags.
Shut up.
They're fighting amongst themselves, people.
But no, just seeing Johnny Depp half bald is in itself probably mesmerizing. But
you know, when you see a picture of Johnny Depp all done up, and you see a picture of Whitey Bulger from that era, I mean, the resemblance is uncanny. It's a great makeup job. But the thing about it is the way it's shot is you have a lot of lingering camera shots on Johnny Depp's face. And what I kept noticing after a while was the longer you look at him, the more you quit seeing him. I quit seeing him as Bulger, and I start saying, well, that's Johnny Depp up there pretending to be a gangster.
Yeah.
And it kind of would take me out of the movie.
Right.
Other people I've heard, you know, again, the makeup was looked great, but it didn't stand up one of these long, intense, slow-moving scenes.
Right.
And there are times when unexpected things happen. I didn't realize that he was the brother to a very powerful state senator.
Yeah.
And their relationship is fun to watch and interesting because if it happened in a fictional movie, an all-fiction movie,
yeah.
A fiction-based movie, I guess you'd say,
yeah.
I wouldn't necessarily have believed it. But
right.
The fact that this crime lord and the state senator were blood relatives and had a relationship is very interesting.
Yeah.
But other things of it were just... the movie kept getting in its way, in my opinion. There's a lot of violence in it, but the violence sometimes is telegraphed, and you know it's coming, and there's not any kind of, you know it's going to happen, so
yeah.
There's not any kind of like stress, whether not any kind of build up to it.
Right.
It's just you have to slowly watch it play out until it does happen.
Not as much tension as you'd like, probably.
But there are some other scenes that will grab you. And
right.
So just at times it works, and other times, again, it gets in its own way, and I left going, I don't know how I'm going to review this thing. I don't know how. When I left the theater, I thought, well, I enjoyed parts of that, but other parts of it just annoyed the crud out of me.
Yeah. I mean, I'm one of those that if there's like a really stellar performance by someone, I can overlook some other weaknesses. And so Johnny Depp, we know he's a good actor. I mean, just how strong is his performance as Bulger?
Like I said, there are times when I'm watching him as Bulger and I see it, and other times I'm thinking, well, there's Johnny Depp acting like he's a gangster.
Is that more him, or is that more just the like you said, the lingering shots and whatnot? Maybe a combination?
I don't know. I mean, maybe some combination. I mean, I don't know what actually causes that.
Sure.
I mean, again, that's something I haven't seen anybody else say that's happened to them. But to me, I just kind of would fall out of the dream of the movie, and
sure.
I get annoyed when that happens.
Yeah. Okay, well, yeah, you gave it C-.
A C-.
I still want to go see it, though.
Well, that's fine, because Kelly Carlson gave it a B.
Yeah, so.
It's mesmerizing.
She's probably smarter than you, right?
You know, there are a lot of people smarter than me, and she's probably one of the many.
No, but good review. You can catch it in the Daily Journal and djournal.com. Follow Scott on Twitter, @mscottmorse.
The thing about the review in the movie?
Yes.
No, in the paper? No ums. I take those out.
True, true. That's the beauty of writing.
Yeah.
Can take those out. Scott, thanks for your time, bud.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, so Black Mass. Like I said,
Black Derek, Pass.
I'm still going to see it.
That's pretty bad.
No,
I'm going to pass on it. Sorry.
So what else has happened?
Other things better than to go see another Johnny Depp movie. There's the camp out at Veterans Park, family camp out on Friday night, where they're going to be showing the new Cinderella movie.
Oh, yeah. That actually...
The 2015 Cinderella movie. That actually looks like a pretty fun event.
Yeah.
Sarah Fest is going on. It's been going on all week in Oxford. It's a benefit for the Sarah Isom Center for Women and Gender Studies at the University of Mississippi. They're going to have Nico Case in concert on Sunday afternoon.
Pretty good pull there.
They've had one of the Indigo Girls there this week as well.
Indigo Girls. Yeah. My older sister loved that group in high school. Probably still does.
Indigo Girls. Locally, though, of course, Tupelo High School has kicked off their theater season with the Neil Simon comedy Rumors. It starts today at Fine Arts Auditorium and runs through Saturday.
I saw the headline, Rumor Has It, now that dadgum Adele song is stuck in my head.
Our editor, Rod Guajardo, texted me this morning and said, thank you for having Adele stuck in my head.
That wasn't
my intention, but...
Good thing
Chris
I kind
Kiefer
of...
too, everybody. All right, well, I apologize to Northeast Mississippi for getting Adele stuck in your head.
It could be worse. I like Adele. She's okay.
Adele's good. So that's going on this weekend, like I said, today through Saturday at 7:30 p.m. at the THS Fine Arts Auditorium. That's a great comedy. Very funny if you've never seen it before. It's
I haven't.
It's like the deputy mayor of New York and his wife are throwing a dinner party. Mm-hmm. But something happens right before the dinner party begins and the guests start arriving. You never see the host and the hostess throughout the whole thing. Something has happened to them. And they're trying to, and the first guests that arrive do know what's happened, but they're trying to cover up what has happened, and the audience doesn't know throughout the whole play until the very end. And as more guests arrive, you get bits of more information, and a lot of rumors get started as to what happened. It's a pretty funny, kind of one of those big Three's Company misunderstanding type scenarios.
Oh, I used to watch that show all the time.
There you go. In Baldwin, speaking of theater, they're doing Bull in a China Shop, which is another great classic comedy about these elderly women that live in a building together, and a really attractive detective lives across the street from them. They look out the window with their binoculars and they spy on this detective that lives across the street.
So it's not about like Donald Trump at a Now symposium?
No, it's not. very good. But so they're plotting how they're going to get the attention of this guy, and they figure out he's in homicide. So they kill one of them off to get him to come over to the apartment.
Interesting.
It's very, very funny. Okay. The curtain closes, and when the curtain opens up again, somebody's dead on stage. And again, kind of like Rumors, the audience doesn't know how it happened. It's a whodunit thing. So
cool.
It's fun to figure that one out. In addition to those goings on, your friends from West of Shake Rag, the improv comedy group, they have filmed a television pilot.
Yeah, they have.
Some of them together called Stag Rassle Paranormal.
Yes.
Stag Rassle being the name of the town, about a group of ghost hunters. And they filmed it right here in Tupelo over the summer, back in June. Mm-hmm. And they're premiering it at the Link Center on Friday night.
Looking forward to it. Casey Dillard, Glenn Payne, some other people, local people that are very... very good actors and writers involved. So it's basically like a, what would you call it, a mockumentary? It's a documentary style
Christopher
comedy.
Guest kind of film. They called it not Ghost Hunters meets Reno 911.
That sounds
the best
like
way
a lot
to
of fun.
Describe it. So,
okay.
Lots of stuff going on to do this weekend in the Tupelo area.
Speaking of Reno 911, there's a new show called Scream Queens, and I believe the lady that played on Reno 911 is on this show as well.
I believe she is
Niecy
as well. Yeah.
Or something. Good show. I caught the first episode. I don't think you've caught it yet, Derek, but it came on the other night.
I haven't watched it. No.
It's got Jamie Lee Curtis, had some guest spots from Ariana Grande and Nick Jonas. And I don't know all the actors' names that are in it, but I was thoroughly entertained. It's kind of almost kind of a spoof-like, you know, slasher type genre. It's about a sorority house on this big college campus where it has a history of violence, and now there's somebody showing up in a devil costume killing sorority chicks and other people.
That just sounds like good family wholesome fun, right?
It is, and it's it kind of plays up to a lot of the college stereotypes, especially with sorority and fraternity people, but in a really fun way and very humorous way. So I would recommend that show.
Good deal.
Yeah. That's my two cents on that.
Glad you're...
Brad's TV review.
Glad you're making recommendations. So you'd give it a higher than Johnny Depp's Black Mass.
Well, I haven't seen Black Mass, so I don't know.
All right. Well, higher than what Scott gave Black Mass, I guess you would say.
Yeah, probably so.
Did I lose you there for a second? You just kind of faded out.
Sorry, I was just kind of zoned out. I was also thinking about The Muppets Show, which is really good. I saw the debut of it.
The Muppets was it was excellent season premiere, series premiere for the new Muppet Show on ABC. I enjoyed it tremendously.
Really rooting for Fozzie and his girlfriend.
I think that was one of the funnier aspects of the show was Fozzie and his girlfriend's
unconventional relationship.
Well, I was referring to the parents.
Oh, the parents.
Unapproving. Right. His parents.
It was even funnier. Was that I can't remember the guy's name. The guy that plays her dad. Mm-hmm. Last thing I saw him on was Bates Motel, where mm-hmm. he played a very menacing character.
He did. So, as a matter of fact,
maybe it's because of that, but he kind of to me lends a little bit of an edgy factor to it because you can tell he's not approving. And in the last show I saw, he killed people and stuff.
Well, again, wholesome family fun. Parents, hide your kids for a
don't
minute.
Don't worry, I don't think anybody dies on this show. I think we're all good.
On the Muppets?
On the Muppets. I don't think anybody dies.
No, it's just good slapstick comedy.
It is. It's good stuff.
Muppets getting flung around.
Love the Muppets. You got anything else, Derek? Oh, hey, we need to remind y'all real quick about Thrive Marketing. Need to check them out. Full-service digital marketing company located in Tupelo, providing websites, search engine optimization, social media management, email, and text messaging services for local businesses. Check them out on the web, thrive.ms. Good show today, Derek. Glad you're back again.
Good show. Good hustle.
It's like you didn't miss a beat.
See?
We don't need Lauren.
She's better than both of us.
You had a good tryout. You got a shot to make the cut.
Oh yay! It's an eventual thing. If I do good one day, I get to come back.
Exactly.
I do well. Excuse me.
Yeah.
Do well,
you won't find the orange card in your locker today.
I appreciate that.
Or was it a red card? Now I can't remember. Major League. You've seen that, right?
I've seen Major League.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, okay.
As long as I don't get a pink slip, that's all I'm worried
about.
Yeah,
that's good too. Okay. Cool. Hey, y'all can check us out on the Twitters. The show is at D Journal Memo, and the Daily Journal is on there at D Journal Now. I'm at Brad Locke.
E.
With an E. Derek, you're on the Twitter.
Derek Russell, and our producer at Chris Kiefer, who informed me you cannot spell it phonetically. You have to.
It's K I E F F E R. Yeah. What is that, German? I have no idea.
Welsh.
It is German.
Oh, wow.
Oh, good guess by me.
Guten Tag.
I guess those 4 semesters of German in college paid off after all.
I was told you could tell me if I'm right since you took 4 semesters of German. I'm told it means jawbone.
Sure. Yeah, it does. Yeah.
Jawbone. So your new nickname? Jawbone and Lockie in the morning.
Our producer, Chris Jawbone Kiefer. Yep.
I took 4 years of Latin, so.
That doesn't really get me anywhere. I've forgotten pretty much all the German I learned in college. So.
I've forgotten more than you've remembered.
Probably. Anyway, that's it, Derek. We'll be back on Monday.
That we will.
We will be back on Monday.
I won't be here till then, so
yeah, well,
you're on your own if you try to do it before then.
I don't know. Maybe Lauren will show up and we'll do another one together.
Is that a threat?
On the sly.
I understand.
Okay. Y'all have a great weekend.